Welcome to the Tim Bissett Podcast. How are you all doing? I'm on my exercise, so I thought I'd do another podcast. I hope you're all right and doing well with the lockdown. The lockdown is what I want to quickly talk about. This ain't going to be a long podcast at all. So I'm going to talk about the lockdown from the UK, because that's where I'm from. In effect, we're all under house arrest in the UK. They've took away our freedom, they've took away our civil liberties. I can't go see my family. I can't even go give my dad a hug or anything like that. They've made that illegal. And that's hard enough in itself. You can have one daily allowance of exercise, which Matt Hancock on Sunday threatened to take away. It's all very, very fucking dystopian and bullshit, basically. We've seen how easy it is, how they can take our freedom away and make things into law, which is fine. Some might say it's for the betterment of good, but what you've got to realise is how easy can we get them freedoms back? You've got to remember that we live in a free country. Well, we did live in a free country, but now they're censoring the press, they're censoring YouTube. Well, they're not censoring YouTube, YouTube are censoring YouTube, kicking things off that people think people don't want to hear or should hear. It's the people's choice. I mean, if they want to read some or watch something or listen to something, it's their choice. It's just fucking getting so strange. So strange, and I've said before, this is a precursor for something more. As I say, I think the lockdown will only last till probably end of May in the UK, looking at it now, because they're going to put another 3 weeks on our lockdown, which will take it to the beginning of May. So they might start relaxing it then. But how quickly do we get our freedom back? This is the thing. They've taken it away in a snap of a finger. But how quickly do we get it back? So basically, we don't live in a free society no more. We live in a fucking bullshit society at the minute. I was reading one report of a police chief saying that he might start monitoring, or he might put officers in supermarkets to marshal them, to see what people are buying, to check the trolleys and baskets to see if it's essential goods they're buying. I mean, what do they class as essential goods? What's essential to one might not be essential to the other, but putting police to make a judgment like that is scary, because the police aren't fucking that good anyway, and they're only human. But no, we're like basically under house arrest. We live in a society that's very strange at the minute, very strange for everyone. And again, with this, the government are exploiting the NHS by saying, stay at home, save the NHS. So if you don't stay at home and something happened to the NHS, you'd be partly responsible. It's all a manipulation game for something more. Whether you believe in 5G or that, that's fucking no concern of mine. I'm not bothered. I think all views must be heard to gauge an argument. They just can't ban something and say, you're not listening to that, because you can't make your own judgment then. So they've taken your own thought process away as well as this. And this is leading up to something more. as I've just said, look how quickly they took freedom away. People can't meet up with their friends. I can't shake hands with my brother, I can't give my niece and nephew a cuddle, I can't go out and play footy with them, I can't go see my dad. And it's just these little things you take for granted, and then you know, it's like, fuck, what have they done? And it's just over this COVID-19. Right, I know it's killing people, but let's put it in perspective. The flu kills a lot more people. So far, to this minute that I'm doing this podcast, COVID-19's killed, I think it's just over 96,000. It's probably going to go up from that, where the flu a year kills around 240 to 265,000. See the difference? It's a fucking lot of difference, isn't it? The deaths of COVID-19 are starting to slow now. I personally think that's because it's nearing the end of the flu season. Let's just put it in perspective as well. the flu spreads exactly the same as COVID-19. You get basically the same symptoms. Well, not basically, you do get the same symptoms, as COVID-19 and flu are the same symptoms. Just across the road here. Oh. There we go. So yeah, you basically get the same symptoms. It's spread exactly the same way through touch, touching things, and then you can touch it again and it'll be passed on. So why don't we have this every flu season? Why don't we get all this clapping for the NHS and the care workers in flu season? Why don't we see all the news in flu season? Why don't we get lockdowns in flu season? Why aren't the deaths reported in flu season? To me, that rings alarm bells. And I've seen that everyone, well, not everyone, I've seen some people say, you can't compare the flu to this. But if we're going on computer models and death rates, surely we've got to compare it to, like, one another. I mean, is this lockdown going to happen every year, that there's a COVID-19 spread? Because, like, they think it'll be a yearly thing. And we'll be all in acceptance of it. Oh, yeah, we've done it before. We can do it again. Save the NHS. Protect the NHS. Putting the onus on you to protect the NHS. So if something goes wrong and you did, like, three exercises, you're part of the problem why the NHS failed. Nah, it's fucking pure manipulation. And then you've got, again, Matt Hancock, as I've said, threatening to ban exercise. Now, it's all right for these blue check wankers and these celebrities to say stay indoors. Not everyone lives in a mansion like they do, or with a garden. What about these people who are living in hostels, in built-up areas, where there's like 5 to 1 room, or 5 to 2 rooms, and he bans exercise? What's that going to do to that family? And their mental, health being. They'll find there's more problems will arise from that than like this. As I've said before, them figures. Excuse me, sorry. I've just had my breakfast. I had Weetabix and a round of toast. Fresh coffee and a glass of orange. Ate that dead quick, so that'll come out before it gets too hot in the sun. Because I'm ginger and I'll burn like a motherfucker. But yeah, it's just so strange what's going on. I find it very strange they don't do this for the flu. Let me just get past this person. Morning. It's always nice to say morning to people. Makes you feel a bit better, makes them feel a bit better. We're all going through the same thing. We've all had the liberties and freedom taken away from us. So yeah, I think there'll be another 3 weeks added on. And then we'll start to see them slowly relaxing. As I say, the death rate is sort of slowing. We're nearly there at the peak, they keep saying. But if they're going off statistics, why don't they go off statistics for the flu? Why don't we get a lockdown for the flu? It's just it's very strange the way they're doing it. Oh, let me just get past these people. I just wonder why like no more people comparing it to the flu. Well, not the flu itself, but like the death rate figures. I just don't understand it. And like, they are all proper figures, you can go check them. It's from the World Health Organization and things like that. So that's where the government advisory things are coming from as well. So why don't we have a lockdown for flu? And are we going to have a lockdown next year? As I say, I think this is all a precursor. They will say, well, we've done it again. Oh, we've done it before, we can do it again. Come on, let's all get out there and do it. But yeah, it's just fucking bullshit. And the more I think about it, the more I'm getting angrier and angrier that they've taken away our freedom. What pisses me off the most and upsets me the most is that they've made it legal so we can't see our loved ones. And then they're threatening to ban exercise, which will fucking crucify the people who live in urban areas. Bed sits, one bedroom flats. I mean, I'm lucky enough to have a garden. So if waste did come to waste, I could exercise in the garden. But what about these people that can't? It's mad times we're living in, people. Mad times. And then you've got these people clapping for care workers and NHS, which is fine. You do that. You go along with it. Just nearly got run over by a car then. That's fine. You like can do that. And if that makes you feel better, wear a mask and gloves if that makes you feel better. But just take a step back and think about it. Think about what freedom you haven't got anymore that you had, say, last month. And will you ever get that freedom back again? We will get it semi-normal back, but in what way and how long does it take? I do not know. It's strange, and it's not like we live in China or Russia, where we're a bit, well, like they're more stricter and like censored more. We do live in a free society. Well, we did. But like as I say now, things are starting to get censored. So glad we haven't started on podcasts yet, but I'm sure that's to come. But not only with the lockdown, we're also getting them deciding what we can listen to, what we can read, what we can, you know, if I wanted to listen to something like David Icke and 5G, I'm a grown adult, I'd go listen to it. I don't have to believe it, which I don't really believe it, but I think all sides should be listened to, then the truth will prevail. And that's the whole point of this podcast I did, so people can start coming on and airing their views, regardless of my beliefs or if we agree with each other. YouTube out of putting some of my podcasts on. Anything, I think I read last night that they're starting to not put anything on that mentions 5G or coronavirus or COVID-19, which is just fucking out and out bullshit. Along as I've said, you've got police chiefs thinking they're going to marshal supermarkets, getting their officers to look in certain trolleys and baskets to see if it's deemed essential. Madness. Fucking madness. The world's fucking... the world's gone mad. But that's about it for this podcast, because I just want to enjoy my walk. I'm going to walk to the beach. It's just crazy, isn't it? But go and have a look at the flu statistics and then ask yourself why isn't the uproar when the flu kills more people than COVID-19? Why aren't we having lockdowns over the flu? Why aren't we having clapping for NHS workers when it's the flu? Why aren't we social distances when it's the flu? Because the flu so far is killing more people and it spreads exactly the same. So you've got to ask yourself these questions. And you've got to ask yourself, will you ever get your freedom back to how it was? I'm sure we will. Because as I say, I think this is a beta test, a psyop. But you wait until to a few years, they can do it again, and they'll do it more rigidly as well. So, I mean, there's already talk about apps and watches and bands and paperwork to take with your vaccines and things. It's madness. The world's gone mad. Anyway, I'll leave you alone. Have a good Easter weekend. Please like, share, follow, share the podcast. Just thanks to everyone who's listened to it across the world, and the people in Australia, for some reason there's people in Australia that are downloading my podcast. I don't know who you are, but thank you, and thank you to everyone else who's doing it. It's nice to know it's getting downloaded, unless you're just downloading it and putting it on your phone and not listening to it. That's a bit gutted, isn't it? Really pleased got all these downloads and no one's listening to it. Just going back to my podcast, the server I use, Podbean, gets uploaded there, then Podbean sends it to everyone, like Apple, YouTube, Spotify, blah blah blah, etc. Only a few of them get onto YouTube. The ones like COVID-19 and the time I sold a laptop to a terrorist, that didn't get on there. So I think we're using some sort of algorithm keywords. So I'll list this one a bit differently. And we'll see if it can go on to see if it gets put on YouTube. But like as I say, the flu kills a lot more people. They're not doing this lockdown for the flu. We don't do social distancing for the flu. We don't have these restrictions on the with the flu. We don't have our freedom and liberty taken away with the flu. We don't get threats with the flu. They don't get the NHS in exploited because of the flu. We don't get manipulated with the flu. So there you go. And also you've got to remember, these figures aren't all that either. If people are going into hospital with a heart failure condition and they've got symptoms of COVID-19 and they die, guess what goes on the death certificate? COVID-19. It's fucking mad. It's crazy times. You all might think I'm crazy. A lot of people have said I am. But if you don't think there's something else going on, you need to look at the bigger picture. Because as I've said, it's all about control. And by God, have they got control now. From police chiefs talking about monitoring what we buy, to Mr. Matt Hancock threatening to ban exercise. Some of that exercise is essential for people living in like one bedroom flats or like hostels. Without that, they'd go fucking mad. That sort of daily allowance of exercise is their time to just be one with nature and just get out there, breathe and think, I am a human, there is more to it. And if he bans that, it just because it's a handful of pricks that are like not doing it. Just for a handful of people, Matt Hancock is threatening to do that. So that tells you something. I've just passed an old lady on a mobility scooter with a mask on, bless her. But she didn't have it above her nose, so that wouldn't really do any good. But people have got to realise the flu kills more people and it's spread exactly the same way. Look at the figures. Open your mind, critical think, take a step back from the media. Or even better, get a few papers, listen to a few news channels. You'll see that it's all virtually the same, but worded differently. Critical think. Do some research into figures. And then you might seem to realise there's more to it than meets the eye. It's sad about the deaths. I'm not saying it's not sad about the deaths. What I am saying is the flu kills more people. The flu's transmitted exactly the same. But yet we don't have lockdowns over the flu. Right. Well, I'm nearly at the beach. So I'm going to do my walk along the seafront and then go back home and that. So it's a lot longer than I anticipated, this podcast. So I'm sorry about that. So we'll list this differently. And we'll see if it goes, can get it onto YouTube. And then if it gets onto there, we'll see how long it can last. But if you want to get the whole lot, find them on Podbean or Apple or anything like that. All right. Thank you. Take care.